Hold on.
Stop, cease, desist. What? Yes, what?
Come here and talk. Hey, love, come here a second. Oh, what's a little more agony?
Where were you, young lady?
I'm here, sort of.
You were the heathen.
Oh, I had eight kinds of fun. It was a lot of fun.
I've got this terrible pain in all the diodes down my left-hand side. Of course, a bastard thing to be replaced, but no one ever listens.
I thought it was head up the ass disease.
Head up the ass? Could be. You never know. Okay.
Viable possibility, mistress.
That sounds pretty good. The stinkiness patrol has struck again.
If the lid popped and a little green, wiggly, nasty thing came out, people would fucking lose their minds. People would.
Oh, I cannot wait for Gallagher.
I'm holding the wrong mouse, canine. What the hell's wrong with me? Don't answer that, canine.
Scanning, master. Initial scan suggests senility.
Lewis either repeats himself or he just breaks into song when he doesn't know where to go from.
I'm Deborah Watling, and you're listening to the Happiness Patrol.
Right, shall we start again and make for a clean podcast?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's
like
a... Right. Hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Happiness Patrol. Golly, gee whiz. We're all excited because Gallifrey is over, but we're also excited because Gallifrey is coming up in less than a year.
How's that for time travel?
It's crazy. And less than a month. Less than a month away, we're going to have a brand new doctor on our screens, and boy, is it going to be exciting. Boy, I tell you what. So, going to Gallifrey this year, we've all been making grand plans. We'll see how they all pan out about 42 weeks from this day. So, joining us this week on the Happiness Patrol is our usual Happiness Patrollers, Mr. Dale. Say hello, Dale.
Hello, Dale.
How you doing? You doing good?
Hello, how are you doing? I'm not going to repeat that, but I'm all right. Yeah, how are you?
feeling better than last week, that's for sure. And
you sound slightly better than last week. Well, how about our mistress Tara? Is she better than she was last week when she was absent?
Miss Tara?
Yes, much better than last week. Thank you very much.
Welcome back, Tara. We missed you last week.
Oh, I'm sorry, guy. I was really, really awful last week because I had been up the whole night before. Coughing.
You know what, though? It was super, super duper sweet of your loving DH to come on and explain the whole situation. So, yes, I've already got feedback on, like, wow, that guy's got a great voice. You should have him on more often.
Uh-oh. David's already getting hit on again. Huh?
Yeah, I tell you. You can't take him anywhere, can you?
I can't take him anywhere.
And speaking of being hit on, we have a guest today. Ian B. from the Cult of Collective, his own podcast. Ian, welcome to the Happiness Patrol once again, sir.
Thank you, sir, and what a wonderful host. Sorry, I can't read that, but what did you say? Sorry, I wasn't supposed to read directly from the script.
Just read the prompter and stay on target, Luke.
And now the Emmy goes to Lewis Bailey.
Trapani.
Avatar? What? Thank you for having me on board. Actually, I got kidnapped. I was in the middle of watching Inferno and eating mini eggs.
That's what happens when Leela goes skiing. So, but maybe we'll have Leela on Lita.
Two things. Number one, Lewis is going to go put his teeth in.
Yes.
And number two, if you're watching Inferno, you can count this as a lucky rescue.
Arg. So hang on tight, listeners, because this will be a wild one. The Happiness Patrol, episode 17. So, Leela will be on a little later. Hopefully, we'll see if we keep recording long enough for her to get back from her ski trips where she apparently got ran over by her sister with a snowboard. So,
I'm sorry, that's not meant to be funny.
Isn't that funny? It is funny. Well, she was laughing about it. So we'll ask her about the whole story, the whole sordid affair when she does come on. So, but other than that, Dalek building. You know, my Dalek Mo is sitting in the garage now, his skirt halfway completed, and I'm still, like, you know, kind of scared about that whole trying to build a dome out of fiberglass sort of thing. So I looked into some different techniques of building a dome, and I found this material called fast mache. Okay.
Oh, Uncle Lou, you don't want that shit.
Well,
because fiberglass is everywhere, so I would use that.
Because of boats. Yeah, we got lots of boats. But, Dale, what do you think about that? What have you used for your? First of all, how many Daleks have you had?
Five.
And how many have you made by yourself?
None.
Okay, so you're a big believer in sourcing it out and buying it and that sort of thing. Now.
My first Dalek was a present.
Okay.
Right.
Which is, I have to say, one hell of a present to get.
Gareth T's a nice one.
Gareth T was the best damn toy I have ever owned. Unfortunately, after 6 months solid of 7 week days working 12-hour shifts at Brighton Pier, he was so dilapidated he went to a new home. Some say my parents should have done the same to me, but that's another story. All of my Daleks' domes have been fiberglass. I'm not sure. I think Ginger's dome, he was a black and silver classic series. I think that might have been plastic. It might have been molded something like high impact, or that hip stuff, you know, that high impact polystyrene, whatever it is. And it was quite good, but it was very bendy, so I wouldn't actually recommend that.
Right.
I'd say you do need a decent fiberglass dome.
Okay, cool. So you're a big believer of the fiberglass.
To fiberglass, but I do have a dome that I bought at Los Alamos. So it is a piece
of... What were the Daleks doing there?
It's Los Alamos. Of course they were there. It's evil. So anyhow...
Okay, fair enough.
It was this fabulous plastic dome about the size of a Dalek head, and I was at a salvage yard in Los Alamos called the Black Hole, and I picked it up, was looking at it, was giggling about, damn, that's almost the right size for a Dalek head, and I turned to the owner, and I said, how much you want for this dome? He says, $5. I said, here you go. So I have it downstairs. I don't know if I'll be able to use it or not, but...
Does it have the sort of chamfer bit around the bottom of the dome?
No, it's a dome and it's huge.
Do you know how many inches it is diameter wise?
Off the top of my head, no, because like I said, it's downstairs. But it's being held in reserve until I get all my plans set out, and then I'll measure it out and see if it can actually be used. And if it can't, then I'm going to look into fiberglass.
You know, I was at IKEA a few times the past few months, and in the lighting section they have these big dome sort of lights that, you know, hang from the ceiling, you know, like for a kitchen table and that sort of thing. And it was so funny because, you know, all I can think of was like, I wonder if that's 20 inches. I wonder if that's 20 inches. If that's 20 inches, I could use that for a Dalek dome. Or, you know, or I could use that for a mold. You know, I could probably use that, you know, if it's 20
inches. The IKEA Dalek.
Yeah, the IKEA Dalek, yeah. I swear to God, they had lights. They have in the lighting section of IKEA. If you've ever been to an IKEA, the little maze that they make you run through and all, it's kind of silly. But when you get to the lighting section, if you have any kind of prop building... you know, gene in you at all. It's like you see these things and you go, how can I make that work in my TARDIS? Or how can I make that work in my canine?
It's like Christmas. You're immediately thinking, okay, all I need is a screwdriver. Yeah. I can take all that thing off of there.
There you go. That's exactly what you were thinking. So, like, there was this one light that looked like it would be perfect for a Dalek eyeball. So... So I just thought that would be neat. But then again, you know, we're getting back to the point of, like, if you're building a Dalek, you can make it as complicated or as simple as possible. And Dale, you were telling me about Gareth T. Now, how complicated was he?
Actually, he was blindingly simple. My friend Jenny built him as a project for a university because she wanted to prove that women could build Daleks.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
What a thing to prove.
Go Jenny. No, she was brilliant at it. She built three in the end. And Gareth was the creation that started it all off. He broke down into four sections. He had a split skirt, but unlike most of them that split side to side, this one split front to back, so it was like a clamshell.
Uh-huh.
Which was, although you could actually see the seam, especially down the back, the middle of the back, because it was down the middle of the two-panel bit, it wasn't overly noticeable. And it meant that when you put the Dalek in the car, if you took the arms out of the shoulders, you know, the plunger and the gun, you can actually fit the shoulders inside the clamshell and put the other half of the skirt on top of it and reduce all the room that you're taking up.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Gareth was absolutely bloody amazing. He wasn't the most accurate Dalek ever, because he had a slightly different angle to his back that almost made him look like he was leaning back slightly, going, "Ooh, no, I don't want to get involved." he also didn't have the cone-shaped neck. He had straight neck rings.
Right.
So they weren't the cone-shaped ones. They were straight.
Oh, weird.
You know, something in my life had to be, I suppose. He was... How can I put this politely, without wishing to sound negative about him in any way, because I love that Dalek to bits. He was a bit bargain basement.
Right.
So we got the mesh for the inside of the neck from a garden centre.
Oh, yeah. So it was like the soft plastic stuff that you would put over your gutters.
And then we got weed mat inside that to provide the blackout material.
Oh, great. So could you see well out of that?
You had to cut two little tiny holes so you could actually see through it.
Oh.
And we cut one at 3 o'clock, one at 9 o'clock, and two at 12 just so I could actually see out. But you couldn't actually see the holes very clearly because they were very, very small. He had an H-frame down the middle of each side panel, the double panel on the side.
Right.
Right.
He had an H-frame on there because he was a half and half, it was splittable. You had to have more strength where the seat was going to go.
Right.
He had an H-frame in there where the seat slotted in. It was a nice, big, cushioned leather seat. It was amazingly nice on my big, fat bum. he had the wheels. He had two wheels on each side. So he was very, very stable. And we could actually bolt him together because we made it. So we could actually bolt the whole thing together and keep it together with nuts and bolts and all the rest of it. The only complex bit stuff, he had voice to lights as well, so his ring mod, which I've put out a recall on because one of my friends borrowed it about 4 years ago, and I've never thought to ask for it back because I've never needed the damn thing.
Uh-huh.
So I've just sent an email to him saying, I need my ring modulator back with the headphones and the speakers and the power cables. We put the speakers on the outside of the Dalek underneath the bottom metal band on the shoulders, which meant A, bloody loud, if needed to be, and B, because the speakers actually vibrated the bottom band just a little, and it was a metal bottom band, it actually made it sound more metallic.
Excellent.
And he was the best damn creature I've ever seen in my life. It was brilliant. I love that Dalek.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, we have a handyman who has been working here around the house since we bought it, and he's been fascinated with the TARDIS. He doesn't watch Doctor Who. He hasn't a clue as to what this stuff is about, but we started talking about building a Dalek, and he said, oh, I'm in. And I said, Bard, you don't even know what a Dalek is. He says, I don't care. If you guys are going to build another prop like that, I want in.
So funny.
If you're going for a classic series Dalek, which I absolutely adore, Gareth was a Genesis-ish era.
Right.
By the time I'd finished with him, he was a mix of about 40 different eras, never mind.
Right.
The fencing on the shoulders in between the slats, you have to be very, very careful of. I would actually recommend using plastic mesh that you can get from garden centres, because otherwise, blood. Much, ooh, much blood.
Yes. Okay. Now I've read quite a bit on the materials that a lot of people have used online with that, and I've noticed that a lot of people have gone with that kind of mesh that you can get at a garden center or an Ace.
It's a lot safer. It is a lot.
We got an Ace Hardware that's got something that's very, very close. And I went to Lowe's actually here in the States and was looking, and they've got something close, but not quite right. But all of it seems to be in black. So I guess you need to sort of like spray paint silver.
I mean, silver. Ugh.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Gray. I'm sorry, dude. I was thinking about Mo, my Dalek. I've basically decided that he is going to be silvery gray, and that classic blue from the old.
He's going to be old school.
He's going to be very old school, except you know he's not. He's going to have like the mesh around the middle, and also.
We're talking the Chase onwards.
Yes,
you're talking late Hartnell and Troughton's era.
There you go. Exactly. So, because the other ones, the earlier ones, really, you know, that design element is not there, and they just don't look quite right to me. You know,
well,
and that's
the odd thing is, technically, they are the most right because they are the original Daleks.
Uh-huh.
Right,
that's where the design came from.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have to say, The Dead Planet Daleks are about 4 inches shorter than the Daleks I'm used to. They're 5'2" original Daleks, and I don't like that two bands around the middle only design.
Right.
Because I think it looks quite bare.
It does.
But
I mean, it's like
only because I grew up with the ones with slats.
Right.
So it's subjective.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's very subjective, I suppose. So, but I just like the slats like that. I like that. Now the new Daleks from the new series look fantastic. I love the way they look. But let me tell you, they've got so much more. As for me, because I don't have that much experience as far as building. I mean, even though I've built my own K9 and TARDIS, this Dalek seems to be probably, to me, going to be probably the hardest prop that I've tried to build. Because number one, it's so iconic. You know, you got to get it right. You got to get it looking right. You know, that's the main number one thing. And the odd thing is,
with that one, though, the only people who are going to say, oh, that bit's not right, are the people you're going to show it to, Doctor Who fans. You can show something that is Dalek-like to a member
and
of the
And people will lose their friggin'
it's a Dalek!
Exactly. They'll say, oh, look, it's a Dalek. It's, you know, if you plan to take it to Galley, then it needs to be
correct.
Fairly spot on.
Yeah.
Well, considering the other Dalek that is usually at Galley is a new series Dalek, and we're going to go for a black and gray classic Genesis type Dalek for you, Dale. I want you to come up with some really nasty things to say to the new Dalek.
Okay. Your bum does look big in that. but the other thing that Gareth had, he didn't have it when he started. But by the time I liked it, because if you look at the Daleks in Destiny, please don't look too closely because they're all crap. they had a variant color scheme on one or two of them, which was the gray of the Dalek, but with black slats and a black oval in the middle.
Right.
And I love that the really dark gray of the Genesis Dalek, but with the black slats and the oval of the Destiny Dalek. So that's what Gareth had.
Right.
So we also found a really easy. Well, Jenny also found a really easy way to do the ball joints. That was, you know, those you put a well in Britain, you put a quid in, you get this little plastic ball that's got chewing gum inside it and a stupid toy.
Yeah.
You get them at the seaside a lot.
Right.
And you know, there's two sizes. There's quite a small one and a larger one. So you get some of the larger ones, and you open it up. You take all the crap out. You seal it together with Christ knows what she used. Probably super glue through a hole, I don't know. And then you drill through it.
Right.
And we used drain pipe, a thin drain pipe for the main arms section.
Right.
And then Gareth's inner arm, so the plunger, was attached to a black sprayed broomstick.
Right.
And literally, he was this amazing triumph of bargain basement ingredients, making this fantastic looking Dalek.
Well, being married, I totally go for the bargain basement brand doll.
Well,
as long
totally
as I can make it work.
I'm totally going for the bargain basement as well, but I am David was sort of suggesting a name for this new Dalek. He wants to call it Dalek Al, as in Los Alamos, because I cannot wait to get back up to the black hole and get some more bits and pieces for the Dalek. Every time I've gone in there, I've gone, oh my God, that's the perfect eye. That's the perfect, I mean, just they have the most bizarre collection of crap. And so I'm afraid I'm going to be hitting all the Goodwills. I'm going to be hitting the black hole. I'm going to be hitting a lot of other places. And then some of the stuff I'm just going to have to, you know, fabricate it from scratch. But I'm really, really looking forward to this. It's really, really dangerous.
I mean, the fun thing about Gareth was he was not screen accurate.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter, because even with Doctor Who fans, you know, I think your Dalek is slightly the wrong shade of grey for this story here. At which point the Dalek would turn around, look at them and go, piss off and get a life! At which point they'd run away and the rest of the crowd would be in absolute hysterics, because my Dalek was easily the nastiest and bitchiest that ever existed. with very good reason, it had me at the helm.
Well, you know, it's very funny because what you mentioned, Tara, about going to seeing the Dalek that was at the at galley this year, it was the same one that was at galley last year.
The new series Dalek at galley, which I've seen the video of, is a beautiful creation. It's absolutely glorious.
Yeah.
But it needs a little bit of earlier family, shall we say. We're at a convention. There were five of them in a row. Five of these Daleks. And I was in one. God, I can't remember who was in the others. But they were having a disco, and this, I have to say that the disco at this convention was absolutely rubbish. You know, there was nobody dancing, because British people are far too reserved to do dancing. so they're all standing there looking awkward, drinking their rum and coke or whatever. So these five Daleks took to the dance floor and started owning it. And we all lined up, and whoever the DJ was needed shooting, because he thought a happy, fun tune for a disco was Daydream Believer by the Monkees.
Oh, dear God.
And unfortunately, all the Dalek operators knew all the words. So there's five Daleks in a row, all singing in a Dalek voice, in time, all their lights going to Daydream Believer by the Monkees. And it was the funniest thing you have ever seen. It's brilliant.
Now that is funny.
The Dalek at Gallifrey has now attended 2 years' worth of karaoke. And he brings
Daleks
the house...
very good.
He brings the house down every year, because people will be in there doing karaoke and just having a wonderful time, and suddenly the Dalek will come in and people lose it. And it's absolutely hysterical.
Next year there'll be two Daleks doing karaoke.
I Got You, Babe.
I was thinking, if you want to go with Cher, I go, if I could turn back time, that would be quite good.
I'd kill the Doctor.
That was a great Cher impersonation.
Woo! Yeah. Woo!
You're going to get slapped for that, aren't I?
There was all
nope.
sorts of... The Dalek actually did the late, great Michael Sheard, God bless him, did a duet with Gareth T. Dalek, and we both, it was Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh.
Yes!
At a convention, with everybody giggling, because it was Mr. Bronson from Grange Hill, or the man, or the headmaster from Remembrance of the Daleks, and Gareth, and it was all going so well, and we were singing perfectly, until it got to Birds Fly Over the Rainbow, and suddenly it went, so they should be exterminated! At which point the Dalek got this smack on the dome from Michael Sheen, going, behave, Dalek, and sing the proper words! And it was called on to bless it. They double booked the convention with something else. So half the convention was in the hotel, and the other half of the hotel was taken up with a wedding reception, which the Dalek gate crashed.
Yes!
And literally, they were so taken with it, they asked for the Dalek to go give him a blessing.
Hello, Leela.
Hi.
Hey!
It's Leela.
Hi, Leela.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Ian's on, Leela.
How was being run over? Sorry, skiing.
Oh, that hurt.
Are you still sore?
Yes.
We want to hear all about the Agony of Defeat trial.
What?
Spectacular wreck.
Oh. No, it wasn't spectacular. I'd caught an edge on my skis, so I was already down. And when that happens, Mom, Paisley, Dad, Kels, anyone who's around will, you know, graciously come up and spray me with as much snow as they can. Well, Paisley didn't stop all the way. Her board hit my leg, and then she flipped over me and ran me over.
Yeah, but she went down too, so that sounds like a win-win.
But she went down on top of me.
Well, you know.
You can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
Or breaking some legs, may it might.
Careful, careful.
Yeah, that's true. Are you all right, though?
I'm fine.
How big is the bruise?
All right. A good size, but...
Lou, do not be asking for pictures.
No, I wouldn't be doing that. What were we talking about before Lila came on? We were talking about. Oh, okay. We were talking about. You know what? Ring modulators. Now, did you have like a kit or something, a special custom sort of thing, or did you have something that was more or less off the shelf for a ring modulator?
Oh no! That literally, you can't get ring mods for love nor money. But one of my friends actually built about 10 in total.
Uh huh.
For various friends, but I actually got the prototype of this damn thing. I believe it's still in existence. It didn't sound quite right, but it was near enough for government work, put it that way.
Right.
And once you put the speakers under the outside band of the Dalek, and it reverberated that tiny bit more through the band, because the band was metal, it sounded spot on.
Because you know, I've seen ring modulators and things through because I play guitar, you know, and people are always, you know, like, have these little
foot pedals.
They're spot
on. If you can find the settings for the Dalek's voices,
right,
for which, you know, Nick Briggs is usually a fountain of rather fantastic information, but you can find them on forums and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Then you can set a ring mod to do all that, and if it is portable enough and you can find a way to power it, you can put that in your Dalek.
Oh, well, absolutely. I was thinking more along that lines anyway, because, like, most of these foot pedals are, you know, small enough to go on, like, a pedal board for a guitar player, and they all run on 9-volt batteries, and or, you know, with adapters for AC power, so...
everything at Gareth's ran on a 12-volt car battery, which was a lot better, because, although they are bloody heavy.
Uh-huh.
I actually had it on the seat next to me because, you know, it was a big heavy battery. It was great. It powered the vibe. Anyway, you could actually, it powered voice to lights. It powered, and the lights were bright because actually we replaced the old little mini indicator lights that are usual bulbs with some ultra bright bulbs that you can get from Halfords, and they were amazing. They had they were white bulbs that had a blue tint to them.
Oh wow!
So they had an amazing look to them when they flashed.
Uh huh.
And they looked like they were that much brighter because they had that slight blue tint. So it powered those, and it powered the voice mod, and I could have kept the voice mod going if they'd let me for around 46 years in one charge.
Oh my god!
So I usually find the little 9-volt batteries aren't going to last 4 minutes.
Well,
we've got an inverter, and I think we're going to hook it up to a car battery. So I think that's the way we're going to go.
A very good idea.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As far as, like, electronics that are absolutely necessary for your Dalek, number one, you need to have lights in the ears. And these little voice-activated lights that you're talking about are like...
Yeah, voice to lights.
Are just little mini circuits that you can get at little do-it-yourself shops. Or online, you can find these things also. Yeah, send me information on your buddy who builds the ring modulators, because that would be...
He doesn't anymore. He stopped years ago. He made 12, and then he packed it in.
Well, if there's anybody that has them... that are pre-made, especially for Daleks, let me know. If not, I'm going to go with a foot switch, like a.
I would say if you can actually jury rig your foot switch to come on, so you got voice to lights with your microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about just going with a.
Lou, I think you've got enough both sound experience and electronic experience to rig this yourself.
Oh, yeah.
My area of expertise, I can do the woodwork. I can make it look like metal. I can make it look like anything, but I'm no good. I'm shite when it comes to the electronics. So.
Well, the only thing I'm going to do is just I'm thinking about investing in maybe $150 guitar pedal, which is a ring modulator, like an envelope filter, and tweak it and see what I can do. And that way I can have a 9-volt battery in there, and it'd be much lighter, much more portable. And then I can have the, within the dome, I can have the actual lights for the light ups thing and sound to light deal. So that'll be cool for me, I think.
Well, have you done your research on the boards and seen what other people have used?
Yes, I have. Okay. And they're not
too
terrible.
If you go on the Dalek forums, there's one who posts Ratty Vulcan.
Uh-huh.
And he actually made some really cheap ring modulators. Do not touch them or their design with a frickin' barge pole.
Really?
They are abysmal.
Oh, my goodness. That's no good.
So if you see something called...
That's why we have Dale around, so we can figure this shit out.
Yeah, well, Dale's our resident expert as far as...
If you see something called a ratty mod, avoid.
Yeah.
Is there one specific Dalek set of plans that is your favorite so far?
I love, and I mean absolutely adore, it's around Genesis Destiny of the Daleks style, you know, that era. Because they're taller, they're 5'6" as opposed to 5'2", which means I can actually fit in them, being a fat old shit that I am.
All right.
The one I had, Gareth T, I'll see if I can find some reference photos, actually had a split skirt front back, so he actually split in half long ways.
Wow.
Which was really quite cool. And it meant you could take the seat out, you could put the shoulders inside the skirt when he was travelling in a car. He used to fit in a hatchback, which was bloody brilliant.
If you can find those things, Dale, I'll rebuild him. I'd be happy to rebuild him.
Well, Gareth.
Yeah.
Gareth, they're all in that in the file I'm sending over. But
okay.
There needs to be a little bit of discussion about the bass, because the bass of Gareth was... You know the baseboard in a Dalek, so you've only got that little bit of room to put your feet through. Gareth had an entirely open base.
Right.
So his bumper was built onto the skirt.
Yes.
Which made it so much easier. They just put wheels into the bumper.
Right.
So he still had some reasonable ground clearance. He had quite a big, beefy bumper, which was quite useful.
So tell me this, Dale. If the bumper was built into the skirt and he had a split skirt, so the base was split also.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you compensate for the gap in between, you know, the whole rubber ring around the base of the skirt?
We didn't use rubber. Literally, it was made of wood.
Really?
Yeah. And then, literally, we just painted it black. And the join bit, although you could see a joint, especially as it was down the middle back of the Dalek, we used black felt.
Oh, I gotcha.
To soften the join. And then we just sprayed it.
Oh, how cool.
And hot glued it all into place. So it kept it all snug. It kept it all tight. And we
hot
used...
Glue.
We used big coach bolts with big washers and things to fix them all together.
Yeah, I was telling Tara how hot glue is your friend.
Hot glue is everybody builder's friend,
yes,
I tell you.
I think so. I really think so.
Looking at K9's ears and K9's side and K9's panel and K9's tail.
No, Dale. Bard got very, very excited when the Dalek started rotating because he was like, oh, I can do that. I can make it do that. I can make the guns rotate. I can make it do this. I can make it. Easy. No, we're going to go old school. It's not going to rotate. Oh, but that would be so easy. No.
Well, what's cool about it is you've got somebody who's going to be helping you who's fucking excited about it, and that's great. That's always
cool. Do you know what would be really, really cool?
What?
Have the old school Dalek with a rotatable midsection.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How bloody cool would that be if a Genesis Dalek, right in the middle of the corridor, had just swiveled round its shoulders and shot Tom Baker?
Well, I'll tell you, Bard was really, really keen to do it, and I was kicking around the idea how much fun that would be with you in the old school Dalek, and then the new school Dalek there at Gallifrey rolling up and down the halls. If he starts talking shit about what you can and can't do, You could just rotate. Okay.
Yeah, why the hell? That's a brilliant idea. I'm massively in love with that idea.
Okay. All right, well, that's
stop looking
the plans
at me like
then.
That.
Well, what you're going to have to do to make that work, I think, is instead of having a bench seat in your Dalek, you're going to have like almost like a drum stool or an office chair type sort of modified office chair seat in your Dalek, so you can swivel around with the midsection, you know.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. The way I saw to do it last time was the Dalek was normal because the seat for the Dalek is on the second row down of the hemispheres in the skirt.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, but they just put into the top of the skirt section where it meets the shoulders, and again at the top of the shoulders where it meets the neck, they actually just put in some very small wheels around at appropriate angles.
Uh-huh.
So you could literally just grab it and revolve it.
Yeah, that was Bard's idea. He's got this ball bearing plan. He was already sketching it out.
Yeah,
you'd have to have a
centered circle, which would revolve, and because you know
don't worry
it's not
about
circular.
It. Don't worry about it.
Ah, gotcha.
So I'm just going to run down to Kinko's and print all these bad boys out and put them in a binder like I did for all my TARDIS plans,
oh,
and then
funny.
We'll go from there. So
funny. So Ian, when are you building the TARDIS?
Sorry, I'm working on a small human at the moment. It's taking up all of my available funds.
Hey, it's time for the pick of the week, Leela.
Oh, I've got nothing this week.
Well, there you go. Good thing we got Ian on here. Ian, what have you been watching, and what would you recommend to people to watch this week?
Good question. I was going to say my pick of the week is Jodie Currens, but that's not a TV show.
Who?
James Moran's wife.
James Moran.
Who?
James Moran.
Who? Never mind.
All right. My pick of the week, since I have had the sick of Moltar, Invisible Enemy, because everybody on that gets sick and has weird shit hanging out of their eyes, and that's how I've been for the last week. So, and it's got K-9 in it. So my pick of the week is Invisible Enemy.
That's K-9's first appearance, right?
K-9's first appearance.
Uh-huh. Yes, good dog.
You know, I often wondered what the immediate thoughts of K-9 when he got to work with Tom Baker on Doctor Who. K-9?
Consummate professional, master.
Ah, oh, that's great.
Mostly drunk.
So were you surprised when the producers of Doctor Who asked you to be a regular in the TARDIS?
Negative.
Can you elaborate?
This unit is very talented, Master.
Yes, he is. Smart.
Admittedly, problem consisting of TARDIS step needed to be overcome.
A good thing you have your what were they called? Your K-9 assistants, right?
Stagehands,
right. Now, so a lot of the stunts that you did on Doctor Who, K-9, did you do them yourself, or did you have to have a stunt dog because of legalities, or what?
Stunt dog was employed, Master.
What was his name?
I believe it was Jack Russell.
Oh, Jack Russell, yes. God. All right, this is going nowhere fast.
Agreed. Get on with it.
I have a Drek of the week.
I think it should have been a Corgi, actually.
Corgi
would be a lot better.
Corgi, that would be a pun on two different.
You probably would have had the same problem with the TARDIS step.
I don't know. Our Corgis could jump pretty high.
K-9 can't.
I know.
Oh, we love you, really, K-9.
Liar.
One of our big fans of the Happiness Patrol, Mr. Andre Tessier. Andre, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, please forgive us. So right. He actually emailed in a pick of the week, and here it is now.
Hello, it's Andre from New York, and I'm leaving a message for the Happiness Patrol with my pick of the week. Now, my pick of the week is actually not a show, not an episode. It's this webcomic, which I found on Paul Cornell's blog. So if you go to Mechmaster, that's MECHMASTER.co.uk, there's a link for something called the CG layer, and you scroll down, and you'll see a Dalek, which will lead you to, just about a little under 300 pages of the best Dalek-only webcomic I have ever read. All Daleks, all the time. So I can't stress enough how awesome this is. No matter what Dale thinks of my previous pick, what the hell was it? Destiny of the Daleks? Which, mind you, the next line in that email that I had sent was sheerly just because there was two Doctor Who scarves in that episode. That was the reason why I had chose that as my pick of the week. Anyway, but the second Dalek Empire is what the comic is about. And like I said, all Daleks, all the time. And if I just scroll down real quick, yes, oh, I'm sorry, he is at 300 pages. So that's Mechmaster, MECHMASTER.co.uk. And then you'll go to the link in the website for CG Lair, scroll down for Daleks, and there it is, and it's unbelievable and amazing. So that's my pick of the week, and this is Andre from New York signing off. Don't be a killjoy.
So what's your pick of the week, Dale?
Are you going to like this one?
Uh-oh.
I can say that and fill them with fear. It's lovely. Yes. I'm actually going to recommend instead of rip apart, a Colin Baker story.
Oh, no, you're not.
Ian, get ready.
No, I am.
Hey.
No, I like it. I say I like it. It's not as bad as the rest of them, put it that way. I've been watching Trial of a Time Lord.
Oh, you poor dear.
Which is, by and large, excruciatingly bad. However, if you're looking for something that you... I'm trying desperately to make excuses for the fact I've actually watched this. If you're looking for something that you can put on in the background while you're doing the hoovering... Actually, I was watching the first part of it, which is called The Mysterious Planet, and involves a planet called Ravalox. So I'm not going to give away the plot in case you actually want to go and watch it, in which case I'd suggest a psychiatrist. You're going to get such a slap, Ian.
Still a promise?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
Anyway, so... God almighty. Oh, do you know, it's like having a second me in the room. It's really quite annoying.
It's just like having a second me in the room. It's really quite annoying.
I cannot wait until Gallifrey 22. That's all I'm saying.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. All of Dale's nipples are tingling.
Oh, God.
Ian?
Yes?
Do you have an other half?
Yes?
Yes, he does.
Good, I'm going to get him to smack you around the head with a cricket bat.
Dear God.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to save Leela, and I'm going to give a second pick of the week since Leela.
Oh, thank you, Tara.
So I'm going to duck in here and save Leela's bacon with Day of the Daleks, which we watched last night.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
We watched Day of the Daleks last night for reference material and had a great time watching their Daleks roll up and down and fall apart. So...
You're not wrong on that one. They're awful.
Oh, they were so much fun. And then they had bits and pieces of them, the wreckage of them. We were laughing about that, saying, hey, how easy is that to have a blown-up Dalek? You just take the lid off of it and put a smoke bomb in it. There you go, dead Dalek.
That's actually what they did as well. It's
oh, I know.
Yeah, it's the skirt section with dry ice.
Here, just set the head over here. It'll look really gross. Here, put some slime around. There you go. There, you're all done.
I do have a Drek of the week.
Oh, no.
Okay.
A what?
Drek. Rather than pick Drek. Something bad. Dragonfire. If somebody could tell me why Sylvester McCoy climbs over the ice ledge, please send Please send the answer in on the back of a postcard.
I don't need to, because I know the answer to that one. Originally, it was a much longer scene, and there was actually meant to be something sticking out of the cliff face, which is retracted into the cliff face to provide a trap for the Doctor, which leaves him literally hanging, because there was originally going to be a shelf there for him to stand on to try and grab this thing. Unfortunately, due to sloppy editing, they took all of that scene out, and now it just looks like he slides down his umbrella for the sheer bloody hell of it to hang at the end of it with a very literal cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. But originally, there was meant to be something sticking out the cliff that would retract into the cliff to provide the trap.
It's all my fault. You see what you learn
when you listen to the Happiness Patrol.
So, Day of the Daleks.
Dragonfire.
Pile of shite. I'm sorry. Whoever is operating the time machine. And at which point I've fallen asleep.
See, I was teasing David about this last night. I was saying, this is great because, you know, you can really phone in your performance for this. You know, you don't need to know any clever phrases.
Bloody, the fact that Gold Dalek goes, is an enemy. And I'm like, a what? An enemy.
An enema?
Oh, more or less. That's what it bloody needed.
You are an enema of the Dalek.
Somebody wrote out all of his cue cards phonetically. So he was just, you know, he was going for it, poor thing.
One of the recent DVDs I've watched, I'm looking at the Chase box set at the moment because I've just got that. They've actually, there's a whole section on Dalek speech and what Daleks are like and all that. And they revoice the whole thing. With Nick Briggs doing the Dalek voices. And it is literally, if you take that crappy 70s dialogue off it and re-record it with Nick Briggs doing the Dalek voices, it is a stunningly good scene.
Yeah.
It's just that appalling voice performance that ruins it.
And, speaking of Nick Briggs, my pick of the week this week is Dalek. So when Rose puts her hand on that Dalek, you know that she shouldn't have put her hand on that Dalek, and boy, when it comes back to life, oh man, Utah's in trouble.
Yep, we did watch a little bit of that because, like I said, we've got this handyman who wants to help out on the Dalek, even though he doesn't know what the hell it is. So we put a little bit of Dalek on, and he was laughing hysterically because it was chained to the floor. And he said, so we're going to make it so it chains to the floor? No, Bart, we're not going to chain it to the floor. No, wait, it gets scary. I swear to God, it gets scary in just a minute.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks for being on, Ian.
Thanks for being on, Ian.
Oh, you're very welcome. I quite enjoyed it.
Thanks for being on, Ian, Dale.
You're very welcome. I'll flirt again with you later, darling.
We'll see you next again on the Spankiness Patrol.
The Spankiness Patrol.
I'm Lewis B.
I'm Tara W.
I'm Leela S.
I'm Ian B.
And I'm Mr. Miyagi.
Thanks for joining us, and join us online at our blog spot. Leela, tell them.
Our blog is thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/thehpatrol.
And if you want to send us hate mail, make sure you send it to our Gmail address at the.happiness.patrol@gmail.com. So that's
alternatively, if you want to send explicit hate mail, it goes to the Cultum Collective.
Oh yes.
Or
we'd like
Dale,
to,
who doesn't have a Gmail account, thank God.
We'd like to thank Ian for being our very special guest. Guest today. So tell all the good people bye bye for now, Ian. See ya.
Bye bye for now, Ian.
Bye everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Happiness Patrol.
Hello, Scott.
FAB.
I need you and Alan to go up in Thunderbird 5.
But not to do what you did last time.
Which makes the cockpit all sticky.
Oh!
A remedy?
Leela, they're being rude.
That's just normal on this show.
Oh, by the way, Ian, yes. A little off subject here. You've got the nicest... You've got the nicest set of tits I've ever seen on Second Life. Of course, I've only been on Second Life like maybe three times, but your tits are the best. So,
you've just scared the husband. You've just scared the husband.
You've just scared the Time Lord.
Dave is standing here looking absolutely incredulous. That you're complimenting Ian on his tits.
Actually, I was afraid you were complimenting Tara on hers.
Oh, no. Ian's are far more spectacular. I'm sorry. Yes. Ian has a fabulous rack. I'm sorry.
They defy gravity.
Well, of course they do.
Could I be tied to a different chair? God almighty, he's going as Mel.
Oh, that'd be great. Ian, you'd make such a great Mel.
Well, you're a screamer.
Oh,
yes.
Somebody.
I think you should ski all the way back. Please stop waving hands at me.
Stop throwing hands at me, dear.
Please stop throwing hands at me.